You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
So I came across something kind of interesting. Gift ideas for new teen drivers. All right, so maybe they're sort of new and not so new. It's a good idea. I would say the best thing you could get for a driver around here is those kits they have that have, like, see, everything now is LEDs, so you can have emergency lights that are LEDs. They're really cool. And then you can have a battery pack that's relatively small that has, they got USB ports in them now. You can charge your phone, probably watch TV on the thing. I don't know. You know, they got one of those blankets, like, if it's cold, if we ever get cold again, then you could fold it out and you can plug it into this and it keeps you warm. Stuff like that. That's what I would get. And there's also a book called The Driving Book by Karen Gravel. I'll post that for you. I don't think you need a tire pressure gauge. I paid a lot of money to get those installed in the tires. They let me know. Used to, when I was a kid, if to borrow the car, you had to know how to change a tire. Now they like... I did that, what was it, a year or so ago? I had to change a tire, actually. And I was like, I don't even know where to start anymore. But I saw this thing. It was very interesting. And I was recently looking at some facts about teenagers and driving and accidents. To tell you the truth, back in the mid-70s was like one of the worst times. And I remember in my high school, it was before that, it was bad. It was bad. Driving accidents took a toll. And when I was in high school, and it was all because of speed, you know, and nowadays the emphasis on distracted driving, so much so, and it was really kind of cool illustration. It was at a movie theater, and it was a big movie, and it was packed, and there was a lot of young people, as a, you know, teenagers in there and stuff. And so they're watching the ads before the movie, and one of them showed somebody get in a car. You're looking at it from behind the steering wheel. They start the car. They start driving down the road. And they're just sitting there looking. It's very boring. And they're like, what? And then all of a sudden, everybody's phone goes off. And they all, of course, get out their phone. Oh, and they look at their phone. And while they're looking at their phone, the car crashes and hits a tree and busts the windshield and all that. And they're startled, of course. And it's just to illustrate distracted driving. But I, honestly, I don't know if anybody, you know, I don't know if teens are any more distracted. Usually... people riding with them are the ones, the truth to be told. But we'll pray about that, right? So I'm going to post the driving book by Karen Gravel. I didn't know they had a book for driving. I thought that was pretty cool.
Thank you. You okay?
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
You make my drive to work so worth having. Thank you for the entertainment, the music, the love, the blessings.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show, the sound of life.
Reason to be thankful, number, you fill in the blank, right? God gave you an indescribable gift. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, describing the gift of God's grace. It's greater than you can ever imagine. It's indescribable. You can't fall out of it. You can't ruin it. You can't miss it accidentally. See, God started this adventure with you, and he won't give up on you, even on your worst day. You're always swimming in God's grace. The letter was 2 Corinthians. That's in the Bible. 2 Corinthians 9, starting at verse 12. Woo.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The sound of life.
I got to credit Emily. She posted the sweetest story and a photograph with an older gentleman. She said, this is Patrick. He's 86. And he stopped me in town yesterday to ask me how my day was. He then asked if by any chance I had time for a coffee. Meetings canceled. I spent 2 hours with the most wonderful man. He opened doors for me, told me about his marriage to his late wife, shared pictures of his family. He said that when he married his wife, he told her the best is yet to come and that he still lives by that. Patrick was the perfect reminder that amongst the hustle and bustle of everyday life and work, busy, time really is the greatest gift to give someone.
The sound of life.
just wanted to fill you in on a couple of things right here. According to Dr. Leaf, it's not a bad idea, really, in the morning. He said, it's what you like to remind yourself of every morning. Number one, a small thing you're proud of. Small thing that you're proud of, right? A moment that you're looking forward to. So you got an accomplishment, probably something that you're looking forward to, maybe a pizza late or something, and something that went well the day before. I see.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are. You are.
The Sound of Life.
I just had this on my mind, just to kind of throw it out there. There's a music festival coming to the Hudson Valley. Big surprise. This is the season, right? Now, the headline said it's returning. The music festival is returning. What makes it really different is the fact that it's phone-free, all right? So here's how they do that. You don't have to leave your phone in the car. They want you to take your phone with you, and they realize we can't have a cubby for everybody to put their phone in. So what they do is they have these pouches, and you put your phone in there, and they seal the pouch. I guess it blocks out the, because otherwise if your phone went off while it was in there and you couldn't get to it, that'd be a disaster. But it's interesting, isn't it? People give up their phones for, I mean, these are going to be adults, you know, and stuff. So they have to give up their phone. You have to give up your phone. And you put it in this pouch and it gets sealed, and then it gets unsealed after the concert's over. And you get a free CD. No, I don't know. I'm making that up. But it's interesting because I do know that when you go off, say, to Word of Life camp, not the family camp at the Pines, that's up to the parents, but when your kids between first grade and senior high, when they go there, all the electronic devices are going to be null and void. They will take them and save them for later. And believe you me, the kids say, and they may be like, you're despicable going in, but once they come out after a week, it's the best thing ever. And they say the change that happens to these future adults, very quickly becoming future leaders, is incredible. So wouldn't that be something? They're going to have that. They got to have that for adults. You know, where you just like your phone free for, I mean, it's going to take a week. Wow. Who's going to sign up for that? You know, you see that on social media all the time. They got some like made up cabin in the woods in the middle of nowhere. Would you stay here for a year? You know, you have to be, you have food and provisions, but no outside, no phone, no outside contact, right? You'd be different. There's no two ways about it. Maybe you would be like St. Patrick on the sheep fields in Ireland. You would really come to know God very well. I have a feeling that's probably what happens. But that's what they say, like a Word of Life. You should know that. They go in there, and it's phone-free. Now we have to have plans where you're going to be phone-free. It's going to be life-saving. That's the thing that we have to undo, right? It's way different. But it's always something.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
So I came across her name. She's the strictest teacher in the UK. And she's giving a speech at a national conference on schools and education and such. Her name is Catherine Berbalsing. All right. And maybe you've heard of her. I don't know. But boy, she wanted to make a point. Okay. She just enforces clear boundaries and rules, as people have said, you know. And she speaks the truth. Now, I edited this out a little bit. I'm going to post the link on the Sound of Life Facebook page. So if you like us, one of our friends, you like us, she'll get you fired up. And that's what I wanted to do this morning, right? Did she mention Russell Crowe in the movie? Remember? He said, men, what we do here will count in eternity, right? Today, what we do today will count in eternity. I remember when he said that. Well, here's Catherine.
You haven't been paying enough attention to the fact that our nation's culture is not only created in our schools, but that it is our children who are leading the development of that culture in our schools. Adult authority is long gone. So here I am, ringing the alarm. In 20 years, many of us will be retired or sadly dead. And the children in our schools will be in important and influential positions in our institutions. For heaven's sake, man, stand up and be counted. As Russell Crowe says in the film Gladiator, a clip I regularly play for my staff, hold the line, stay with me. What we do in life echoes in eternity. Will your life echo hollow with cowardly hypocrisy, or will it echo with courage, valiance, and honor? The choice is yours. Strength and honor be with you all. Now get yourselves to detention.
Very funny, Catherine.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.